Good evening. Welcome to the June 15th, 2011 local KPFK local station board meeting. Welcome. Looks like we've got a very good turnout tonight. Firstly, I think we've handed to everybody, we don't need to read it out, but there's a decorum policy that was composed at our last, at the ad hoc meeting that Sharon sent to the governance committee. They didn't have an opportunity to completely vet it. So what I'll do is I will run with these as our guidelines for tonight, and we'll ask the governance more thoroughly, that they vet it and bring it to us for approval next time. Can you pop me up just a little bit more? Good, Dennis? Thank you. And I'll introduce Dennis, who's running our soundboard tonight. He's a sound mixer for the studios, who's donated his time to the station. Thank you, Dennis. So my apologies. Yeah. Lydia's going to go and photocopy the agenda, hopefully. If it doesn't work, what we'll do, I made a mistake and I printed out 30 of these and left them on my desk on the way out of the house. So, we're human. So what we'll do until those come, luckily Margie printed several, and we'll have at least one for each table that we can share. And a reminder of the microphone situation. If you're sitting in the middle of a table, if you're sitting in the middle of the table and someone next to you wants to talk, if you could just be polite and help them out, hand them the microphone. Thusly, it'll be pretty simple. And pardon our feedback. At some point, Dennis, you may want to move the speakers forward or something if it's too wonky. We'll start with a roll call. Can I borrow your roll call sheet? Does mine jump ship briefly? Thank you. You see, I had an attendance here that I was marking on. Not here anymore. That's okay. All right, Ken Aaron? Here. Thank you. And you can just plot them all up now, Dennis, during this. Chuck Anderson?
Presenting.
Rodrigo Argueta, he called me a few minutes ago to say that he'd be a few minutes late. Fred Blair, Lydia Brazon, and I know she's here, she's been walking around getting copies. Omar Burdett,
present.
Thank you. John Crumshaw has put in a request for absence. Ariana Gladney, she's here, excellent. Leonard Eisenberg,
here.
Thank you. Old Lister Tim Kaufman,
here.
Very good. Fred Klunder, Jim Lafferty,
here.
Very good. Ali Lexa, Brenda Medina,
here.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier has sent an email earlier today that she would not be able to make it. Dutch Merrick here. Margie Murray,
here.
Michael Novick, John Parker emailed earlier, said he would not be able to make it. Summer Reese, very good. Martina Steiner, oh, and Fred Blair is here. Let me mark you here. Thank you, Fred. Martina Steiner. John Wenger. And Lamont Yankee. Very good. Another phone call that I just received was from Arlene and Bernard Duncan, who will be here in a little bit. They're stuck in traffic without an Angelino in the car.
It'll be a while. Well,
Florida meets New Zealand. We'll figure it out.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Isn't Lawrence Reyes, should he be on the roll call?
Oh, yeah.
If you would allow me, my first order of business after roll call was to announce that we have seated a new member. And his name, as you guessed correctly, is Lawrence Reyes. We'd like to give a thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. I suppose it's kind of like winning an election 8 months later.
Yeah. One other point of order tonight. The people who said they couldn't be here, did they ask for an excused absence?
As I said, Sequoia emailed me and said she wouldn't be able to make it here, so I have the presumption personally that that's a request for an excuse answer without using the language. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
Yeah, so everyone is asked in advance. And Lydia?
Review, copies going to be a little bit late.
Yeah, I said that. Thank you very much. So were you able to make copies?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, just as a point of order, because...
Another point of order?
Yeah, well, properly, the board should acknowledge the acceptance of the excused absence. It's not just taken for granted, I don't think.
And once you get your agenda in front of you, you'll see that it's on there. Okay, Ken?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for bearing with us for this. So let me mark this off. We've done our call to order, roll call. Again, just to review the ground rules as we've done since the beginning of the year, it comes down to respect, and we encourage everybody to be respectful of everybody. Let people finish speaking and try not to talk over them. And Dennis, I don't know if it's the feedback and the speakers is getting a little wonky. Are you hearing it? Okay. To treat everybody with respect. When you want to speak, raise your hand, and I'll certainly call on you. We'll have a queue here. We'll make sure everyone gets heard. Please allow me to chair the meeting. I'm here to help this thing move along, so, and I can't do it without your support. So, again, we'll make this a good and civil meeting. Request for excused absences. Again, Sequoia and John Parker and John Crumshaw and who was the... For
a point of information.
Hold on just a moment. I know there's a fourth. Oh, Mike and Alan. Yeah, okay. So those were requests for excused absence. Are there any objections to those requests for excused absences? Ken Aaron is raising that point, I'm assuming. We call for objections. Without objection, we accept their excused absences. Can you just unplug the right speaker? Point of order was raised.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Yeah, governance has...
Do you want to make a
microphone?
Yeah. Just getting the habit of it.
Governance submitted an agenda
for
your approval, and it's not being passed out. To save time, maybe we should print it out and pass it out before we get to that point. Otherwise, when we get to that point, we'll have to say, well, what is the other agenda?
Okay, your agenda was forwarded to the group by email, and then I amended it with a couple of small changes and sent it back out to the group, and I printed my version and handed it out. Are you proposing that we have both versions printed out?
Yes, so that we can see what the distinct differences are, and so we can choose which one we want to approve.
Well, it seems smoother, unless anyone objects, to take the latest version, and if anyone wants to make changes, just make changes from that. If you feel compelled to print out all of the earlier agenda and have them for comparison and draw this into a much bigger process, we can certainly ask the board if they want to do that. Ken Aaron?
I would object to that process. I think we should, for the sake of time and courtesy to the arriving new GM, move as fast as we can through business. Nothing has been removed from the agenda that was suggested by governance, so things are just added. So it's been very inappropriate. But the more time we spend on these silly internal dilatory actions, that really prohibits us from making progress to support this nation. That's my statement.
Thank you, John.
The text of the motions from governance and finance were deleted from our agenda. That is to say, they were in our agenda as part of it, so that people understand what there was. Not only that, but it's incumbent to have at least one copy. I mean, I'm the only one. I guess the whole governance committee did a lot of work, put a lot of time into it, and unless we have copies in front of us, I'm going to have to pull it up on my computer to represent it. You did add time and made some changes. There were changes to it, So
let me address those in two parts.
Wait, I'd like to speak.
Thank you. Kim, please take the microphone if you don't mind. I'm going to ask Margie, my vice chair, to please keep her eyes out while I'm focusing on somebody to help me acknowledge everyone and get a name, list of names in the queue. So we've got Omar, Summer, Jim, and Michael.
I pointed out the pointed out the governance agenda, and I also have the governance motion. I passed out, finance motion is going around. I hope everybody takes one sheet and brings it back to me. And so if Liddy would like to make copies of the governance motion, then we'd have everything. Is that acceptable?
I don't have a copy of the governance agenda that we wrote.
Come around.
Can
you have a copy of the governance motions?
I have the motions and the agenda. So
I'd like a copy of each, please.
Okay.
Is this a policy for tax?
Yes. That's the finance motion that we were.
So, John, let me just reply. When you sent motions out to the LSB, no one in particular was directed to photocopy them or print them and have them presented to the board, so it just didn't get done. So, and obviously we have a remedy for that now. We have a copy, and we can make more copies. Thank you. Ian, we'll go back to Omar.
Okay.
Yeah, good evening.
Can you turn that down, please?
He will. Right. He's on it.
Okay, I'm showing a concern here because Arlene and Bernard isn't here today, so I guess that we could at least scratch out if they cannot make it today. Maybe we should.
Omar, let me address your concern. As I said just a few moments ago, I had a phone call from Arlene and Bernard that are in a car on their way here, and they will be late, but they will be here. Is that put you at ease?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up because no one hasn't really mentioned about them being late.
Okay, so now I mentioned twice. Summer, are you next?
Thank you. I would obviously like us to get to business. If there are motions which were in the original agenda that are not in this agenda, if we can just make copies and pass them out so we have the motions in front of us, if the agenda is otherwise includes everything, then
I removed here from motions was the report, printed report from management, and down below the management gives a report. So it seemed redundant to me. I think that was the only thing. And there was one line I replaced at the top, but I think that was it.
So, well, for perhaps if it is possible to just get copies of the finance motions and the governance committee motions, so we have them all in front of us. So we have finance, and maybe we could get copies of the governance committee motions.
We have a staff, folks, so you know.
Thank you. And just so the board knows, there's Spanish fried rice and bottled water in the other room. So.
Thank you, Jim. And Liddy, did you procure that for
she
us?
She did. She was very kind and last minute and took care of that.
And I understand it's on your nickel.
Yes. We're going to take care of
that. Thank you for the donation.
I move the agenda.
Thank you. I agree. Michael, quickly.
Well,
take the microphone.
I think the motion to move the agenda.
Yeah, I kind of want to stack. We'll move right forward.
My motion is to revise the agenda as submitted by the chair. I believe it would be advisable for the chair to stay with the agenda that the committee comes up with, but in any event, on that agenda, which was submitted last month for a meeting that unfortunately we're not able to have.
And let me put you on pause. Omar and Summer, can you make room for Ollie to squeeze in between you guys? And are the table signs there? Thank you. Michael, continue.
Yeah, on the agenda that was submitted to the LSB for last month, which was the meeting we were not able to have because it was not a quorum, and again for this month, the PROC report was listed as the first of the committee based on the fact that we had spent several months already discussing finance committee reports and that we specifically wanted to get to other committees' business before we got to the finance committee. And so I would appreciate if that order was restored to the one that was on the original agenda.
Okay, and then are there any objections to moving the Program Oversight Committee report before Finance Committee? Without objection, so moved. Thank you, Michael. So we'll get back to the agenda. Briefly, any announcements? I'll start. We know that Lawrence Reyes has been seated. That's their first announcement.
Well, wait, I have a question. Excuse me.
John.
Please.
I appreciate people sitting in the center just being ready to hand the microphone to their two neighbors if need be.
Yeah, I see that you've doubled the amount of time for the introduction. You added time for Arlene. The governance committee proposed 5 minutes to announce the new GM. We now have a new item for Arlene to do this. I think this is not terribly useful.
Okay,
let me
respond to your question if I may, John. When the agenda that came out of governance totaled 195 minutes, and it said at the bottom 180, so it was 15 minutes over what the total was. I sort of rejiggered time, and it's a very rare time that the executive director of the entire Civica Network shows up at an LSB meeting.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was the least we could do is to offer her 5 minutes if she'd like to say anything on the state of the board. She's come a long way. It seemed reasonable to me to put 5 minutes in there for Arlene Engelhardt. Does anybody object to Arlene having 5 minutes to speak? Without objection, no to
hand
here.
No, I don't know.
Thank you.
And Jim, I'm starting on first and
then I'll ask Summer. Let me try this again. I call the question to move the agenda.
Thank you. We're moving forward to announcements. Any announcements? Lawrence Reyes?
I would like to request...
Speak to the microphone if you don't mind. Thank you.
Yeah, I would just like to request that I be put on the email list for the LSB.
You got it. I will have our Secretary John Gary direct John Parker, I believe, to add your name to the email list, and you'll have that hopefully by tonight. If all is right with the universe. Any further announcements? Very good. So I'll call for the agenda approval. As we spoke in the last few minutes, there were just some minor changes. I had to condense some times to fit it in 180 minutes, but I'd like to be able to move through this pretty quickly. Are there any requests for changes to this agenda? Seeing none, we're going to move forward on this agenda. Thank you. Minutes approval from the April meeting. Were there any amendments to the minutes from the April meeting that went out in May? Summer had her hand up.
Yes, you're moving too fast.
Summer's been addressed, and I'll ask you just a second.
Thank you. It would be helpful if we had even a copy of those minutes here. Just, not that they weren't sent out previously. It's just with all things that nobody necessarily remembers.
Of course. Yeah, and again, they were sent out by email, and then they were made available at the May gathering. John Wenger.
Governance has 4 motions to present. We asked for 15 minutes. Thus, you cut us to 12. Do you really think you can do 4 motions in 12 minutes? We need more.
So I'd ask for any objections to the agenda.
Right, you're moving kind of faster because you're making a lot of changes. And I wish you would make these changes. Well, I wish when you made the changes, you emailed and said, I changed this. And I wish when you made the changes, you would say, John, I've changed this. Call up my pins and I'll name it as a bunch of detective work to go and find out what all these differences are. I'm pointing out to you now, governance has 4 motions, and it's going to take some time to do it. You really think the 12 minutes is enough? I don't.
Thank you. Ken Aaron?
I think moving it from 15 minutes to 12 minutes is within the discretion of the chair to try to accommodate the rest of the things on the agenda, including an unanticipated presentation by the new GM.
Thank you. And as fast as we can move through this, the better we can accommodate you. And if it runs a little over and we lose some new business or old business, so be it. Okay, John? Thank you very much. Rodrigo, thank you. Welcome. You have a question?
Good evening. I have one of the motions that we really approved long ago was the Spanish translation.
Spanish translation.
Yes, at every LSB meeting. So, best thing to do is to ask, if someone, needs, translation and Spanish, and to allocate. But have anyways ready, because that was something that, must be implemented, right now. I would like to, for you, as the chair, to ask that question. If someone is there, then we should allocate somebody to do the translation.
Okay, and I know it's a very important matter, and I think it's, we don't have a system in place, we don't have a person designated to do that. If someone likes to volunteer to speak to a group of Spanish-speaking people, we can perhaps put the Spanish-speaking people in one group of the audience and have the person that's bilingual listen to the meeting and then translate. If someone would like to volunteer to do that and help coordinate that, if there's people here that need to, are there, first of all, hay personas aquí en la audiencia que faltan, que solo hablan español y no tienen inglés. Pregunta para la audiencia. Okay, I think we're in good shape tonight. Thank you. But we'll work on, let's work on that. Let's have governance maybe address that at the next meeting, see how it's best to implement that. Okay, Rodrigo?
Yeah. It's actually today. We have it.
Okay, very good.
Point of order.
Say again, Lawrence?
Point of order just real quick.
Okay.
Spanish language programmers that just walked in, can you add the same question?
¿Su nombre? ¿Cómo se llama la muchacha? ¿Señora?
Marigo.
Marigo. Marigo. Bueno, entonces, si faltan ayudan de inglés para español en translation. Pues, now, is there a volunteer that would like to translate from English to Spanish for one of our members of the audience? See, Rodrigo, the challenge that we have. Bernard, welcome. Arlene, welcome. We have chairs reserved for you.
Welcome.
Rodrigo, we're in a little bit of a difficult position because we haven't coordinated this in advance of the meeting. So governance hasn't designated someone to volunteer to do that. So if we can find a volunteer tonight, great. Otherwise, do you have a proposal of how we can accommodate this?
Yeah, this is the fourth time that I raised the same thing. So I don't think, for 4 months, we haven't been able to accommodate something like that. I think just a lack of, follow up with what we had an agreement. So if nobody, volunteers to do the translation, then, someone must be brought to do the work, because that's something that we really approve.
Okay, then I will, thank you. I will direct governance right now that at the next meeting, please address this so that we can have someone scheduled, volunteered, coordinate this so we can figure out in advance. I'm here an hour and a half early before every meeting. I'm glad to cordon off a section of chairs and put another chair facing backwards, whatever it takes to accommodate that. Will that help, Rodrigo? And I'll get to you in just a moment, Lawrence. John? Go ahead.
Yeah, please send me an email with that.
I will.
Thank you. Having it clearly in writing is really helpful.
So I'll get to the questions in just a moment. I want to officially welcome, firstly, Arlene Engelhardt, the Executive Director of the Pacifica Network. It's a rare treat that she's able to come and participate in one of our local station boards, so we're very, very glad to have you here tonight. Thank you, Arlene.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And Bernard Duncan has recently signed on as the General Manager of the station, the ship that has floated along pretty well for 18 months without a strong leader, but we're excited to have you aboard. Welcome.
Thank you.
My honor. As a matter of clarity and a matter of practice, the general manager is I think ex officio is the term, member of this board, where you get to participate fully as a member in dialogue and questions, but you don't get a vote. That's the only difference. So we're glad to have you here. I've also invited Jennifer Kaiser to fulfill her commitment to be here. She's consistently been here to handle management issues up to date, and since she's been aboard for all of these, I'm hoping she'll arrive soon. And so people don't bombard you with questions you're just not prepared to answer. Go ahead, Bernard.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to make an apology for Jennifer. She isn't able to make it this evening, and I've excused her from the meeting because she had other commitments, and I think if it's okay with the board, and it's a shame if it's not, but if it's okay with the board, I'd kind of like to have this meeting, notwithstanding your own requirements in terms of the agenda, but kind of an open slate for me. But thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. Bear with me just a second. Summer, had your hand up?
It's regarding the minutes. Can we get back to that issue?
Okay.
I'm willing to volunteer to translate.
And then
my
dial on my board.
I'm willing to volunteer to translate for Maribu.
Well, I would suggest that board member is not the best choice because you wouldn't be able to participate fully with question and answer, et cetera. Summer, actually, Jim? Chuck, can you help your neighbors out?
No, it's 7:30. I called a question on the agenda.
Thank you. For minutes approval, was someone able to come up with a copy of that yet? Yeah, do you have an addition or change?
Yes, Mr. Mary provided me with a copy of the minutes. Unfortunately, mainly now the fact that the budget was rejected in toto because of all the gross errors presented on the spreadsheet, including factually inaccurate presentation of last year's actuals with the previous year's actuals, and all of the numerous errors which were pointed out that evening, which caused the board to vote down the budget that evening, and that's not reflected in the minutes, nor is, I believe, Mr. Novick's motion that we be presented with the financials. I don't remember the words of your motion, but I remember he put it forward again that evening, and it was passed regarding getting this information in advance of the meeting, and none of those actions at all are presented in either of those votes in these minutes. So I would ask that these minutes go back to the Secretary for inclusion and amendment of those financial matters to be included in the minutes and be represented next month at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Jim. As this board knows, I'm not a big fan of Robert's Rules of Order. But since we abide by, or are supposed to abide by, Robert's Rules of Order, since when, after a question has been called, we have further discussion?
Jim, the next item of business on the agenda, you called for us to go back to the agenda.
No, I called the question on approving the agenda. Excuse me, on approving the minutes.
Okay, I only heard the first half of the question.
I apologize. Which is okay too to do. Yeah.
We never voted on that.
Yes, I did call the question. That's right, Jim. And that was simply ignored. I'm now making another motion that I hope won't be ignored, and that is to call the question on the approval of the minutes.
Point of order.
Thank you, Jim. And Dennis, can you keep this microphone up? Okay.
Point of order.
If somebody calls a question, that has to be voted on in a reply of the 2/3 vote.
Exactly.
You're saying that, you hear me? Thank you. You're saying that if someone calls the question, it needs to be approved by 2/3 vote?
Yes, calling the question.
Okay. Well, is there any objection to calling the question? That's all I'm going to ask. Without objection.
I object. Because, you know, someone made a very relevant point.
Speeches are not allowed.
Thank you. And Jim, I pledge to Margie has committed to keep everyone to a minute so we can move things along. I pledge to listen completely to your questions and motions, and we'll make sure you're heard. I'm going to ask Summer. She set her hand up. One quick question, then we'll call the.
It's out of order. You're being out of order now.
Then
with all due respect,
this gentleman, Ken Aaron, has asked for a vote on this. I'll have a vote.
That doesn't call on calling on someone else.
The motion is to call the question of the minute. All in favor, raise your hand high. We have one, two, three. Three in favor. Motion does not pass. Some of your questions?
As I previously said, since the minutes omit factual votes of importance regarding financial matters, I simply ask that they be referred back to the Secretary.
Are you reiterating what you've already said?
To be resubmitted next month so that we don't get time.
You've already said this, and it's already...
Well, so that's a motion. I'm moving that we refer the minutes back to the Secretary.
Okay, I would ask that you just say it in the form of a concise, clear motion.
The motion is to refer the minutes back to the Secretary for re-presentation next month after omitted information is included. Thank you.
Any objection to this motion?
Yes.
We have an objection. We'll call for the vote. All in favor of Summer's motion to refer the minutes back to the Secretary to include that information, raise your hand. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in favor. What's our total tonight, John? Total members? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, present, 11 passes, I believe. Is that correct, John? Ken?
You still have to continue to vote to see who votes opposed and who votes against.
Okay. Voting against Summer's motion, raise your hand, please. We have 1, 2, are these hands up? 3, 4, thank you. It helps me because a lot of times I don't know if you're scratching your nose. So we have 4 against. Any abstentions? Raise your hand. We have 1 abstention. You can't vote against.
No, but
1 abstention for the record, John.
Moving back.
John, you have a question?
Yes. Hold on, the minutes were not passed, and they were not referred back to the Secretary.
Were
referred back. Okay.
Summer, my question to you from John, can we pass the minutes with that motion as an addendum, just that part gets changed on the minutes and we pass the rest of them and move forward?
I'd prefer to just see the minutes corrected and come back next month with corrected minutes.
That'll be a 3-month delay on the minutes. We've been very good about getting our minutes approved in a timely manner.
Well, if the motion didn't pass, because we refer them back to the Secretary and just have them come back. So I think we have to take a whole new motion, which is kind of wasteful of time.
It is. But you wouldn't agree to that motion, passing the minutes and with that addendum later?
We just passed the motion. This is dilatory.
The motion to pass the minutes are on sale.
It's in the third. That's passed. We need to move on.
Thank you. The minutes will be reviewed at the next meeting. Next item on the agenda, I'm going to introduce, we've allotted a couple of moments of time for Arlene Engelhardt to speak before the board.
You weren't
originally added to the agenda, but now that we know you're coming, we thought we'd offer you the courtesy of being able to address the KPFK community.
Well, thank you all. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm thrilled to be welcoming your new general manager and helping him get started, hopefully on the right foot, and working with him on some of the initial tasks that need to be developed over the next, or need to be in place over the next 2 weeks. I think that you'll find, I heard from a lot of you after we did the interviews, and I didn't actually get a single objection to Bernard. He was first place choice of many, many people, but everybody said they'd be able to work with him that contacted me, so that's pretty exciting. I think you all did a good job in evaluating the candidates that came in and sending some good potential candidates to me to interview, and I'm really happy to welcome Bernard here. I'm sure he's pretty tired. He just got in from New Zealand on Monday afternoon, and I'm sure based on that has some jet lag going, so hopefully by next week he'll be in the Los Angeles time and beginning to meet with the staff individually. We did have a general staff meeting today, and again the consensus was very positive and people were very upbeat about moving forward. Probably the person that was happiest of all was Bob Conger, because he's been anxious to get out of that position for quite a while, and I think he would be thrilled to be able to do the duties that he was actually hired to do and to tackle the many problems that he hasn't been able to deal with while he's been handling the station. Other than that, you know, we're, as you know, facing some difficult times in the nonprofit world, and the Pacific is no exception. We all need to pull together to make this great dream that Blue Hill started work, and it's going to take the involvement of all of us, the work of all of our stations, and of every unit to pull us together and to turn this, to keep this a solidly working enterprise and to help us move forward to deliver the services that I feel this country needs and deserves from progressive media. So that's what we're working on. I'll be happy to speak with any of you as the meeting goes on and to answer any questions that you may have. But I really would like to let Bernard be the focus tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you can just keep this one buttoned up all the time. I'm going to introduce our newest staffer and brand new GM who's come all the way from New Zealand. And I have it on good authority through a Kiwi translator that it's Bernard, not any other pronunciation that we won't even have to say. So welcome to the meeting, and Bernard, why don't you take a few minutes to introduce yourself.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And unfortunately, I don't have a vote, since I can vote against me contributing to the meeting. So I'll have to. I appreciate the welcome very much, as Arlene has alluded. It's a 12.5-hour flight from Auckland to LA, and it's over water all the way, so you can't stop and you can't get up. I found myself in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, in the middle of a sentence, simply saying to someone, "I'm sorry, I actually don't know what I'm saying." So I had to stop. And look, I just wanted to say thank you very much. We will get to know each other an awful lot better over the next little while. I figure I started a sweep today on how long I'll last. I've taken next Thursday. I'll split it with you. I'm looking forward
to Friday today.
No, I actually said when the new guy comes in, I'll Friday. I just wanted to say thanks, and it's great to be here. I look forward to meeting with you all individually and together as we proceed over the next few years, getting things moving. You know, you only have to be in the place for 24 hours to figure out there are some issues, but you only have to be in the place for 24 minutes to figure out there are an awful lot of things going to this place, and it's my aim to see those things take over from the issues. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk. I apologize in advance for speaking strangely. I will, for some time, spell words like color and neighbor with U in them. And I will also say things like ass when I mean ass in your language. And I take it from me, I will say ass. So thank you very much for the welcome, and I look forward to the meeting tonight and to contacting to both the climate and the time zone and contributing more in the future.
Thank you, Bernard. Was it aluminium?
The Bernard thing is not an issue for me, really. I will answer to anything. It just strikes me as odd that you don't say Leonard or Howard or Edward, but you do say Bernard. And I don't know what it was I did, but I won't do it again.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is our first time for public comment, which we've allotted 7.5 minutes. As passed, motion through governance was 1.5 minutes each, 90 seconds. So I'm going to ask, Terry Goodman, would you mind handling the microphone? We don't have a mic stand tonight, but if you could take the one from this table in the middle, it has the longest cord, and if you could just be the hander of that, and if you also want to be in the queue, you're able to do that, which won't preclude you. And Margie, I'll ask you to be on the 1.5 minute timer. If we'd like to form a queue, perhaps towards the door, just whoever wants to be first, get in line first, and we'll 7.5 minutes times 1.5 minutes gives us a few voices to hear. We'll call on the first person to speak, and if you don't mind, just saying your first name so everyone gets an idea who you are, and then we'll give you 1.5 minutes.
Hi, this is Bella DeSoto.
We have a bad mic here tonight.
Ian Rollback. Ian Masters has to go. I take this everywhere I go. I'm educating a lot of people. Now we've got a countryman from New Zealand, Mr. Bernard Duncan, and Mr. Ian Masters is from Australia. He adds an art to everything, including California, and if he could do it with anything else, he would. This man has got to go. This man should stay. Be admitted into FUS since he already submitted an application and was rejected. He continues to debilitate a radical and objective position at Pacifica, and the fact that he's now being, he has been for quite a while being vindicated is further debilitating the so-called progressive or radical revolutionary position that Pacifica should have been moved into a long time ago. But because it has been taken over by the Liberal Democratic Party, we are still fighting on part of that fight to bring that voice in. And I am a socialist and a free thought person, and there is no such programming on KPFK. Once again, I bring that up. I know that I will turn blue in the face. I will continue to talk about that. And Ian Masters has got to go. All his 4 hours need to be taken out. Only 1 hour for him.
And that's our time. Thank you very much. So, Mr. Meyer, what we'll do is as you get close to the time and the 15 seconds, Marjorie, Vice Chair, will hold up the time for this 15 seconds. Sir, you mind saying your name and welcome.
Yeah, my name is Stuart Howe. I'm from Venice Beach, California.
Welcome.
I'd like to say for the record, I don't know the lady that spoke before me, but I'd like to echo that I think Ian Masters needs to go as soon as possible. I believe that the country, our republic, is in the late stages of falling, later than we think, and that I would have to agree with what Kennedy said about that, that only an informed and engaged citizenry, you know, can rally we the people to save our constitutional republic. And the likes of Ian Masters, the disinformation and the belittling of people that are willing to stand up, you know, and face the problems that our nation faces squarely. If I were in any of their positions and had the best interest of the country at heart, I would get rid of that Hal Turner-like creature immediately. You know, I've had personal experiences with him. I've listened to him, and I've If he's not a paid operative, a containment agent, he should be teaching classes for those types of people.
My name is Nancy Zorins. I'm with the Peace and Freedom Party. We're a socialist feminist party, and I guess I have to add a third echo to these other two speakers. I guess Ian Master's got to go. He can't have him 5 days a week where he trashes the radical and revolutionary left. KPFK has the ability to have truly alternative programmers who are not on other stations. Pacifica should be doing that. We need to be a truly community station. We need to have a news program, maybe on the weekend or a Saturday, our own news program, by local maybe. With local people who can be trained, we could also interview local groups like Cop Watch, Peace and Freedom Party, other groups, other socialist parties, anarchist groups, radical environmental groups. We need to be concerned about climate change from an anti-capitalist perspective. We need to have we're in very great danger, our planet right now. And capitalism is very destructive. It's peace fatality, the business industrial complex, U.S. imperialism. I mean, all this stuff has got to go. Elsewhere, our grandchildren aren't going to survive. So that's KPFK is part of a new world.
My name is Sherna Gluck. I was one of the founders of the Southwest Asian North African Collective that produces Radio Cicada. I'm on leave from the collective right now. I want to welcome you, Bernard. I'm going to temper my remarks tonight because it's the first occasion of seeing you. I did forward to you an email that I sent to Bob Conger about his abusiveness, about his violation of personnel policy, about his threat to one of the Spanish-speaking programmers. We need new, less abusive, not less abusive, non-abusive management. I have to tell you that I've gotten replies from several staff, paid and unpaid, and I'm not going to use their name, who thanked me for my email. Another staff member who I very often class with, Ali Lexa, is nodding here. Another staff member who here came up to me tonight. We have to have respectful management. We have to have management that respects both paid staff and volunteer programmers and that understands the value of our Spanish-speaking programming and does not trash them or use the kind of basic racism that we've seen in some recent exchanges. So I welcome you. I'm sorry that you come on this occasion when all of this has just been happening. I'm not going to say much about programming except to say that in my view and most of the activists I know around this
country, and that's our time. Thank you very much.
Increasingly irrelevant.
Thank you very much. That's our time.
My name is Maria, and I've been affiliated with KPFK since 1960, so I claim longevity, intelligence, and consensiveness. When I came early tonight, I was so happy to see something set up as it is, where there were microphones, there was organization, there was pride outside. I have very seldom come to LSE meetings, and they've been so horrific, so threatening, so difficult and aggressive, but this time I thought, wow, what a change. So however things are happening, I really want to say this out loud. I hope they continue in that direction. I'm going to, for the moment, since I don't know who else is
working on the sound.
Don't turn me down.
No, we had a little
I can shout loud. Anyhow, so I would hope that everybody will continue to contribute to making this, whatever this is, this group, less confrontive, aggressive, trying to be important, trying to make everybody else wrong. Instead, be a little bit more cooperative, considerate, kind, intelligent in terms of not just wanting your own way. So that this can really not be someplace that I will avoid, but someplace I can come to and be happy I can. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
One more thing. Terry has a list that I didn't know everybody knows, but Terry Goodman has a list which sends automatically an email to me every month to tell me what board meetings are available that I might go to.
And it's really wonderful because without that reminder, I probably wouldn't come.
Thank you very much. It's the Yahoo.CSK_announce.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that completes. I'm sorry. That's our 7.5 minutes allotted. We're going to have four blocks within this 3-hour meeting where people will be get to speak.
So there's
7.5 minutes each, and it's a process that we're
in order.
Yeah.
You're welcome to stand and wait in order for the next session. Okay. Next on the agenda is our notes from the chair, and that's me. At the last, in May, we had an LSB meeting scheduled, which didn't meet a quorum, so it wasn't an LSB meeting. At that meeting, I had intended to give a sort of a 6-month report on the board on the station from the chair. So, since then, I changed my mind. I don't think it's appropriate that I give a review of the station per se. My goal is that we get our house in order first. And that's been my goal as chair since I was elected, was that the LSB learn to work together amicably and function well and to work respectfully with station staff and management. And I just wanted to make a few notes, some of the things that I noticed over my duration. I've been on the board 18 months total now. And there were things that I saw early on, even as a public participant, just simple practices that had gone forgotten, meeting minutes that had gone unpublished and unapproved for months on end, many of the challenges. We've paid the price for breakdowns in procedure that have resulted in lawsuits and hurt feelings, members often making the worst possible assumptions on the smallest of matters, overlooking the large areas of unity we have. Really, when we look at everyone on this board, we all share quite a bit. And when you compare us to the society at large, we should be very close allies on a lot of levels. Habitual absenteeism, people just didn't show up meeting after meeting. Board expenditures not accounted for, the budget not reviewed. Misunderstandings, a member on the board, the basic differences between budgets and expenditures. What is it? The gains and accomplishments we've made over the last 6 months or so, I'm proud to reiterate. First and foremost, we finally hired a general manager, which is a major accomplishment for this board, a long time coming. There has been some involvement on the phone banking for fund drives, although not nearly enough involvement. I'd say probably a third of the board shows up at the fund drive for the phone banking. We've greatly reduced the email sniping back and forth. I think we've come a long way there. At meetings, most motions are passed unanimously or almost unanimously. So we're able to gain a consensus rather than the sharp divisions we've seen in the past. We had our first ever local board orientation and training at the beginning of the year that we hope to recreate again and again and make it better and more effective. I think we learned a lot from that. We had the first board dialogue where we had a chance to get past some of the perceived factionalism, where people could put matters on the table in an open forum and learn to dialogue instead of attack. We've implemented since the beginning of this year a system of respectful communication and reducing the outbursts that helps keep us on schedule. We instituted a consistent allotment of time for listening public to speak and to raise their concerns and to be heard at the meetings. We obviously have a new PA system, and we're working out the bugs today with a new operator. I think it's the outlet. We're working now in much more close cooperation with management and gaining clarity on how to effectively implement the ICE raids and reporting and notifications. That's something that has just fallen on the back burner for a long time. One of our members, Jim Lafferty, recently was able to facilitate a dialogue and find a conflict resolution between members of the board and station management, which is key. That level of interaction is really important for us to succeed as a station. Again, we've arranged clean and presentable locations in a range of areas around the cities, and it hasn't cost us a dollar. We saved the station already $500 this year in not paying for locations. Thank you. I want to give big credit to John Gary, our secretary that we elected. I had directed him to implement a book of motions, which he has spent a great deal of time on, to collect the motions that we've created over the last year. We're going to learn to be able to access that so that we have records. So when you make a motion in 2009, in 2011, you have a way to find out what it was. Also, this board deserves big kudos because we've approved meeting minutes every board meeting until now this year, which is a big accomplishment. we do still have some needs for improvement. We've made some progress, but we need to make more progress. We need to establish procedures for board expenditures, a system of perhaps two people signing to authorize money that's spent before or after it's spent. We need clear procedures on how the LSB should interact with staff. That seems to still be an ongoing confusion where LSB members go in and don't know quite how to interact once they get to the station. We need a smoother procedure for arranging meeting rooms at the station, because right now it filters through me every request. This was a legacy of the last chair. The station management wanted to have a conduit instead of 25 people calling. They wanted to have one person. So I would love to work on that so we find a little smoother system. And a better method for the public to reach the board with its concerns, perhaps a group of three or four members of the board to review a board email contact address, something maybe governance can look into. And also governance has suggested or reminded us that motions, committee chairs need to remember this, that motions that your committees make to bring to the board should be ideally emailed to the board in advance and brought in writing so that we can review them. And we need a clear system of financials and clarifying procedures for presenting proposals to the LSB to our committees. And again, in my proposal that I gave you this morning, there's a mechanism in place for members of the audience. If a member of the audience, I should have said this earlier, if a member of the audience is compelled, and I'm almost done here, thank you, Margie, if a member of the audience is so compelled and has a fire burning to deal with an issue or there's something that happens you need to speak right now, we have a method that you can do that. And if you just take a scrap of paper and write out your concern, I mean, there's got to be a fire in the house, it's got to be a big thing, not every little concern, and then find a member of the board. Most people in the audience know someone on the board, or find someone random, hand them the scrap of paper on the side quietly and say, Mr. Board Member, Jim Lafferty, for example, Michael Novick, here's an issue that maybe the chair needs to be made aware of, maybe the board needs to be aware of. Here's a scrap of paper so they can introduce it. So it'll still go through our process. Board members will be able to raise it if they feel it's a truly burning concern, and I, as the chair, will recognize them. So members of the public, I just want you to know that you will be heard. All in all, I think we've come a long way. We've still got a ways to go, but I'm proud of what the organization has done so far. Moving on to the next item of business is our P&B director's reports, and I will offer time a total of 12 minutes, and we'll start alphabetically with Ken. Aaron, unless you're not prepared, because I can put you later in the stack. Is that okay, Ken? I call on you first?
No, I can speak.
Very good.
Speaking
12 minutes.
Extemporaneously, because I thought my name was there. John Crumshoid asked me to report to the personnel committee.
And so about 3 minutes each.
Okay, fine. We meet once every 2 weeks. The chair of the P&B is also one of our directors at some of these. We've been addressing financial issues and legal issues. And really can't discuss most of them. But I will say that the P&B has been operating effectively. There's very cordial and civil meetings for the most part, followed with normal Robert's rules. And the executive director also participates, the executive director and the CFO also participates in the meetings. And I'd have to say there's a strong concurrence of teammanship between the management and governance. Our specific issues on the national level are very understandable. Is the station in Washington, D.C., WPFW, has to move to new quarters. And that's being addressed appropriately by National, and it's a major thing that we have to deal with. The station in New York, WBAI, has to move to new quarters at some time, although they have an opportunity to move to new quarters. That's also being addressed by National and P&B. And there's other issues that we're handling in committees that have to do with improving our financial status and making sure that all accounting procedures are as required by law and the FCC, and we're moving ahead to reform our practices to come into compliance with all federal and state requirements. I know it sounds a little bit official, but I would take encouragement to say that the board meetings I participated in have been effective with very little rancor or waste of effort or argument. There's still, of course, disagreements in both, not everything's done, but proceeding to the most of them.
Thank you very much for your report, Ken. The next person I'll invite to give a report is Rodrigo Argueta.
Yeah, one thing is, a little bit of discussion of the meeting that we had on February about starting, the expenses of the National Board meeting. There is a non-binding discussion, back and forth about having only one more meeting. But, some members really, I don't know whether they like it to travel or whatever, but, pushing, to have, still have the four meetings. And, some of us think, that it's a waste of money, really having more meetings than where we really need, right? So that's one of the things that is calling my attention. Another thing is that, yes, I subscribe to the point of Mr. Aaron, there's a lot of legal issues that, we got to do a little bit more in that sense, of course, we cannot talk about some issues, but, believe me, it's incredible. Yeah, it's just incredible. And on the other hand, also, I sent an email to those who are part of the programming committee, and we got the response of two people first, and then finally, I think about a week and a half ago, I got, the list of those who are part of the programming committee. In terms of the inclusion committee, it's not until, it seems like maybe give us a little bit more information. I need to know, the rest of the radio stations have their own, committee of inclusion or not, because I haven't gotten any response from any of the other, radio stations.
Thank you. And can we squeeze room in at the table for Marcina Steiner?
Sure.
Just go by. Or maybe at the table right here. Thank you, Lawrence and Michael. And next I will call on Lydia Brazon. And thank you, Rodrigo.
Sure. Well, I'll just focus on some of the things Mr. Duncan might be most interested in, and that has to do with the budget, is that this LSD had not passed the budget, as Summer had mentioned. The National Finance Committee passed a budget that has never been reviewed by this body as required by the bylaws, and it was passed by the PNB without objection, including myself. I was scurrying to see what the finite numbers were, and there were comments made in the course of conversation that were of concern, but I don't want to see us repeat that, because the viability of that past budget is very much in question, since it was not even brought to this body and it's required by the bylaws to do so. So what I am recommending, because we just passed the budget for the last fiscal year, for the fiscal year we're in. So by September, the National Board needs to pass the new budget that starts in October. In order for that to happen in a way that does not end up being the staff versus the LSB, the LSB versus the PMB, but, and on and on and on, is that we need to have what we want at one time, which was a strategic planning session where it's like a full day with the LSB and the management, and the management comes and says, this is what we think the budget should be. And the LSB says, you know what, I really think that our emphasis should be blah, blah, and, we want the news versus whatever. And the discussion takes place here locally at the station before it ends up being a point of the PMB thinking the KPSK cannot get its act together, even though KPSK is financially more so than other stations, albeit with fund drives that are twice as long as they used to be. But nevertheless, the point is that I recommend strongly, because we have very little time, that we plan a strategic planning session, an all-day session, in the next month and a half or two. The latest gives Mr. Duncan a time to get it together in that regard, and have a substantive discussion so that we can be on time this year and have a budget approved. Thank you.